Yeah, hopefully you have good luck with yours. I think it's a crapshoot because, like I said, I've heard a lot of people that love it and a lot of people that have had issues like Rick, and it's generally always the finals. And I had a similar experience, Rick. I told you about it with my FTM 500 mobile unit from Yaesu. I went back two or three times for a bad speaker, like a high-pitched whining noise on the output. They replaced the board. I replaced the speaker. Put it in different trucks, different power supplies, different antennas, dummy loads, you name it. And they wouldn't replace the radio. So that was it for me. Well, I say that, then I bought a FTM-150, which this radio's been great. Like I said, I think it's a crapshoot, but this radio's definitely going to get replaced whenever the new ICOM or Kenwood come out because I've got an ICOM 2730 that I absolutely adore. It's probably my favorite mobile I've ever had. I would put one in this truck, but it's just not worth the upgrade. It's actually kind of a downgrade because it doesn't have a speaker in the head. So, yeah, I don't know. The Yaesu HTs, though, those are good, except for the FT70 and the FT5. But, like, their VX6R is a great analog dual band. Their FT60 is a great analog dual band. That VX6 is bomb-proof, and they still make them. I think they've been out since, like, early 2000s. The FT60's been out since 04. They did a good job on those, so I don't know. It's a gamble.
You know, you said, with the 991As, some people have problems, other people don't. It's the same with a lot of Yaesu stuff. The FD5, you know, mine's been great. I've had no problem with it, but you know all the problems that Dave had with his one or two, and other people have mirrored his problems with it, and FTM 500, that's another one. You had all sorts of issues with it. You know, I had none, but I'll tell you, speaking of finals in Yaesu, I've replaced more finals in Yaesu than any other radio, by far. They are absolutely the worst when it comes to that of any manufacturer I've ever dealt with. Although, having said that, I've got an ICOM sitting in my car right now that has a bad final, I believe. So we'll see. But, I don't know. I think there's a crapshoot with everything. And as far as Yaesu goes, I know you're not a big fan there, Dakota, but when you look at, their 818, 817, 857, 897, or whatever that series, those military kind of mil spec looking little mini radios, those are great. No one ever has any problems with those, so it's weird. It's like they got one line that's like I've never heard of any problems with, and then they've got their newer modern stuff, which is always problematic, or it's like you said, a crapshoot. It's weird. All right, I'm going to transition over to the HT. I'm at work. I shouldn't miss a beat. I'm quite early today. W8FU. Who gets the next? I think Rick.